I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Final hour on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Audio Network, the soon-to-be-expanded BetQL Audio Network. Give you those details as we move along this week, a.k.a. when our bosses are like, okay, you can kind of talk more about it. But until then, we're just going to tell you the network will soon be expanding, may have an impact on You Better You Bet. So stay tuned for that. All good things, nothing bad. So all good things coming up here. Great to be on Nationwide, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, 1430 AM, The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, and the You Betters watching on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Still to come this hour, all our Euro Cup bets coming up for tomorrow, including Germany and France, and our observations betting-wise on what we've seen this past weekend and what we saw earlier today in the Euro Cup 2020, being played, of course, in 2021. Brian Scalabrini is going to join us momentarily here, but first I want to bring Tyler on for a second. So at the end of last hour, I couldn't hear Tyler, so I thought his microphone was screwed up. Tyler, let me see if I hear you here and give your bets out for everyone that that was looking for them at the end of last hour.
Are we working now? Is my mic on?
Yep.
Nope.
I still don't hear him. I still don't hear him.
You still don't hear him.
I do not hear him. He is not in my headset.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
But I think my guess is our audience can hear him. Do you want him to give the bets anyway? And then I'll tell you.
Go ahead. Give it. Yeah. You give it because I literally do not hear him. So, Tyler, okay. Give your bets and ahead, Ken, let me know what he's finished.
Yep. Yeah, I'll just go quick. Robbie Grossman, RBI, Chicago White Sox money line. And I'm driving the Rolls Royce to the bank today. Royce O'Neal over 1.5 threes.
Tyler made a joke that he's driving the Rolls Royce to the bank, Nick, that he's taking Royce O'Neal over threes. That was his joke.
Right, so he's done?
Oh, yes. Mercifully. Yes. Not sure. Right. Yeah. No. Right. White Sox, which I also like tonight as well.
Okay, joining the show now, Odyssey Sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrini. He is on Twitter, @Scalabrini. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to sports books. They don't want you to see it. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, the great Brian Scalabrini with us now, and you bet to break down the NBA. Former NBA champion, of course, from Odyssey Sports. Scal, what's going on? Welcome back to the show, Nick and Ken. How has the playoff betting been treating you recently, my man?
Well, I got to be honest, I put the Bucks in the series, and that didn't look good, but now that they got no James Harden, no Kyrie, do I look like a genius? I'm actually one of the guys to say, like, I'm actually an idiot. In game two, I don't know why I took the Bucks in the series, but it is looking like brighter days ahead with a couple injuries on the Nets side.
Well, let's get into that real quick, Scal. So obviously in the last couple hours, it's been reported that Kyrie is confirmed out for game five. James Harden is confirmed out for game five. I think we saw a series price open at Bucks -180. So your series price, whatever you got to that before the series, you're obviously looking really good now. But let's look forward here a little bit. Now we know Kyrie's not going to play. We know James Harden's not going to play. Kevin Durant harassed by PJ Tucker all over the court. And Steve Nash was talking about that a lot after game four. What are your expectations for game five without two of the big three playing?
Yeah, so here's obviously, you know, with the money on the Bucks, I want the Bucks to play well, and I want the Bucks to make smart plays, and I want Giannis to attack, but when it's not there, I want him to move the ball, and I want the rest of those guys to get open shots from Giannis's greatness. But I just don't feel like they play with enough basketball IQ. I do think, like, you have to factor in Kyrie being out and Harden being out, but The Nets role, here's what I'm scared of. The Nets role players are obviously going to play better when they're at home. The Nets role players are, you know, like they now know going into this game that they're going to have their opportunity. It's not like something that happens halfway through where you kind of like lost your rhythm or you weren't thinking that you were going to, you know, play 25 to 30 minutes. I think Steve Nash sat Blake Griffin to save him for game five. And I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried that PJ Tucker is not going to be able to, you know, be physical with Kevin Durant. So right now, you know, I would love to like sit here and feel comfortable with this whole thing, but I just don't. And I'm not sold enough on the Bucks to say like these guys are going to be able to now, because they don't have their players, they're going to be able to figure this out. They still don't make the smart basketball play, you know, over the course of 103 possessions. So I want to tell you I love the Bucks, but I don't necessarily love the Bucks at this point.
Scal, the Bucks coming up in game number. First off, I think you should feel comfortable. So I think you're in a really
good spot.
Well, because Brooklyn doesn't have two of their three best players. I would be number one on the list. I like Milwaukee in game five and the series, but we got Milwaukee as a 4-point favorite tomorrow night in game five with the market reopened on the road to Brooklyn. Milwaukee in the series, I think, is about like it's up to minus 180 I'm seeing now. So Milwaukee minus 180 in the series, Milwaukee minus five tomorrow night, Milwaukee on the money line minus 175 tomorrow night, Brooklyn plus 155. Scal, it sounds to me like you're going to be betting on Brooklyn tomorrow. A, is that true?
No, and B, no. I'm not going to do that, but go ahead. What's B?
But Scal, you just kind of like gave all these reasons why like you're concerned, why you think Brooklyn's going to stay in the game.
Well, I got big money on Bucks winning the series. I feel like that's enough.
Okay, how about this? Let me ask a different question. This is my fault. I'll ask a better question. If you were not as invested as you are in Milwaukee to win the series, you were just coming in to bet the game tomorrow, would you bet Brooklyn to cover the spread and or win the game?
Yeah, I would. I would put it on the money line. I would. So that's how I feel about this. I have the money already on the budget. There's nothing I can do about it unless you have like some way, like some insurance bet or something like that. Maybe there is a way, but I already had the money on the Bucks, and obviously I feel better now than if Kyrie and James Harden were playing, but I watched Milwaukee and I scratched my head like, why are you guys not better? What is wrong with you guys? You should be so much. Giannis, why does he pull up from three ever in the playoffs? What are you doing? Just get downhill and make a play. And it's not, we had this term in the NBA called you get swallowed up, right? When you're small and you drive, And there's too many, like, too much length in the paint. That's like never a factor for Giannis. He has no excuse. He can see over the defense. He should not be making terrible plays at the rim. And I like his aggressiveness, but the point of being a good NBA player is you can check off at the very last moment. You can go up, power, draw two, draw three defenders like Giannis does, and then just hit a guy wide open for a wide open three. I don't understand how difficult that is.
Scal, let me ask you about, you mentioned Giannis and the threes real quick, and it's perfect because I had this question written down. Obviously, you've been in a bunch of NBA locker rooms, you've been at practices, you've been in and around games where maybe a guy takes like a shot a lot that is not an efficient shot, that the coaching staff maybe is kind of like we would kind of maybe rather have you. Like, what is that conversation like? Like, will a teammate go up to another guy and be like, hey, man, like maybe fewer threes. How is this going to be addressed? I know it's Giannis and he's like the super, like the god of the team basically. And maybe nobody has that standing to talk to him, but like, do you think somebody has that standing to talk to him? Like, how would the conversation go?
So I think you're like, and I know this is a generational thing, right? Like, I don't think like my generation, we would have said something in practice, you know, like we would have said something in the game, like, hey, it's all good, man. You're trending in the right direction. But you know, right now, you know, let's work on getting to the paint. I think Giannis is a phenomenal five man, to be honest with you. Before Kyrie got hurt, Brooke Lopez was minus 14 in that game in the first half. I don't think that he could play in the series if the Nets are playing with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. But Kyrie Irving's out, so now Lopez has a much more of an impact. Like he got blitzed by Bruce Brown. Lucky to win game three. So I look at in this series, I look at it like Giannis is a five man, and I wish he would play more five, which is diving to the rim, catching the ball on a short roll, which is right around the free throw line, going quick one-on-one, drawing two. I still love him attacking in transition. I just think he just needs to know, like, when you go up on two, just kick it out. You have good players around you. So I don't know if they're going to have that conversation with him about just randomly pulling up from three, but I think the conversation needs to be had. I just don't know who's that guy on the team. Or maybe tell Thanasis, like his brother, hey, Giannis, what do you think about getting downhill and getting to the basket more? I don't know. It's a very difficult conversation.
He's Turtle from Entourage, man. Turtle was never speaking up to Vince.
Giannis is going to be like, how'd you like the G League? Can you bring that up, right?
Giannis was like, you know what you would probably like? Athens. See you later, buddy.
Right, see ya. First class ticket. Bye.
Well, I don't think that's a good shot. And Chip Van Gundy is pretty much on the broadcast saying, it's pretty much like, what are you doing there?
Literally groaning every time he shoots. It's unbelievable.
By the way, obviously I love the Bucks and I love the Bucks going into this, but I think like the free throws are painful and the threes in transition when things are going your way are painful, but he is a super god, so let's see what they do. That's why I'm worried about all those things that you're seeing. I'm worried about, but I'm glad Nick told me I don't have anything to worry about, so I should feel good about this.
Yeah, or you should feel terrible about it. You bet. Becky Alonio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, chatting NBA with Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, the great Brian Scalabrine on Twitter at Scalabrine. All right, Scal. Game 5, Nets and Bucks. No Kyrie Irving, no James Harden. Aside from Kevin Durant, you think the Nets are going to win the game? Aside from Kevin Durant, the most important player in game number 5 for the Nets is who and why?
So that's a combination. I'm sorry, I can't give you one, but I'll give you three. And I'll tell you why, each one. Mike James, right? Can he get downhill to the paint? Because when he does, he gets other people involved. Jeff Green, can he make shots? And Blake Griffin, can he stop Giannis? So those guys, and it's not asking each individual guy to play a complete game. It's asking each individual guy to do what you're best at for the Nets. So if Jeff Green is making shots, he becomes a problem. If Blake Griffin is standing Giannis up, because he's super strong and he has really good feet and he's a really smart player, if he does that, then you can see how Giannis could press a little bit. And then, those three guys are the guys I'm most worried about.
Scal, the other series we got a resolution on last night was Phoenix beating Denver, sweeping Denver and advancing to the conference finals. They'll obviously await the winner of Jazz and Clippers. When you look at Phoenix versus the other teams that are kind of remaining in the postseason tournament, so Philly and Brooklyn for now and Milwaukee and obviously the Clippers and the Jazz, who they'll play next, how do you think Philly measures up to those teams? Like, not necessarily power ranking, but are there matchups that you would love to see for them if you're a Phoenix fan? Or, you know, do you think maybe they're the best team remaining in the tournament?
You mean through the East
Phoenix, who would you want next round or who would you want in the finals?
So funny. Yeah. Well, if I was Phoenix, I would want Philly. Definitely. I would want Philly. But because they have DeAndre Ayton, I've been on this guy for a while now about defensively how good he is. He's a special defender on the ball, off the ball. He did a great job on Jokic. So I would be fine with that matchup. The one team that I think they could struggle against is the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz really move the ball and they'll space those guys out. And, you know, if Mike Conley is healthy, they're a much better team. They're just a smarter team. Like, they uptick like one point of like their intelligent level with Conley out there. Just a better decision maker. He gets people the right shots. He's confidently taking shots. So if Conley's in there, I would think that Utah would beat Phoenix, but no Mike Conley, which I don't know how these things work. I never know about the injury thing, but no Mike Conley, I think Phoenix does go to the NBA Finals.
Scal, how do you see the two games playing out tonight in the NBA playoffs? The Sixers, 3 or 2.5 point favorite on the road in Atlanta, and then we've got the Clippers, about a 5 point favorite at home against Utah in game number 4, and the total there about 223. So your plays for the two games coming up tonight.
Yeah, so I like the Jazz. Not necessarily they're going to win, but I think 5 points is a lot. I do think the Jazz are going to play a lot better than they did. If you look at them double teaming Donovan Mitchell at half court, when you have a great shooting team, a smart coach, and a really good passing team, that should not be a problem. It obviously was a problem. It took them kind of out of their rhythm and their offense. I think they have an answer for that today. Maybe it's your boy with the taking the Rolls Royce to the bank with the 1.5 threes for Royce O'Neal. Maybe he's the guy, you know. But you know, I don't want to get into the prop bets things, but I do think that's a really interesting take, because I think they're going to be they're going to move the ball better, which if you're playing against a team and you trap a guy and they make a pass and that guy shoots it, you're kind of getting left off the hook there. But if you're playing against a team, you trap a guy, they move the ball, they get it back to that guy, now you trap him again, you're dead in the water. So I think Utah might go with a little bit more ball movement today just to kind of, you know, like just put, you know, just wear the Clippers out. Like you, if you're trapping a guy at half court, you should wear out. So I like Utah today. I think it's going to be a close game. They could win the game, but I do like Utah on the point. As far as the other game, you know, it's a hard one.
Got about 30 seconds. Because,
yeah, so I would say my quick pick would be Philly, but Atlanta's due for a really good game at this point.
Scal, final question for you here in about 15 seconds. What is the G-rated version? Because we have the FCC on us right now. The G-rated version of what Kevin Garnett would have said to Giannis about Giannis shooting too many threes if they were on the same team.
He wasn't that type of teammate. You know who would have said something? Paul Pierce and Rondo. Kevin was very empowering. But Paul Pierce and Rondo, they would have been in. They would have said something.
And
it would have been like, don't be a dinosaur brains out there. We need more from you.
Scal, you are definitely not one of those, man. You are awesome. The great Brian Scalabrine with us here on You Better You Bet. Scal, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. See ya.
That was Odyssey NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Here to help us make all better bets, the real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Coming up next, EuroCup bets for tomorrow, including Germany and France.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.